Go pick one thing you can do today to start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from.
I'm here today with Sean Moore. Sean Moore is an active real estate investor and the host of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. He is also the founder of Vodacy.
Sometimes you just dive in without a lot of knowledge, but no investment's perfect. And there is risk in every single one of them. So that when something does happen, hopefully you don't lose it all, right? You're not just going all in on every bet, if you will. Where you start is kind of figuring out what really works for you. Maybe I'm not gonna spend my money on every single thing that I want to spend it on today. I'm gonna take a few chips off the table and start to put it in these other assets.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Right. Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. Hungry business people like yourself are super busy, so let's dive right into it. I'm here today with Sean Moore. Sean, what's good, brother? How are you?
Ben, thanks for having me. Really excited to chat with you and the audience here today.
You know, I already said it in the green room. Nicest hat we've ever had on the show, man. You might be the best dressed guy I've ever had here.
Oh, thanks. No, I appreciate that. I doubt that's true, but I appreciate the compliment for sure.
For anyone on the audio version, he's got a good old fashioned, but a new look style. It seems like cowboy hat, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got the cowboy hat. Usually, everybody's got their thing, right? Some people have their sneakers, some people have their bags. I have my cowboy hats.
I've been working on the watch game, but I
got to. I like the watches. Yep, you got it. Yep, exactly.
So, for the person at home, Sean Moore is an active real estate investor and the host of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. He is also the founder of Vodacy, the number one vacation rental investing education company in the world. So we might want to talk about how he scaled that so darn big. When not in the office, he's with his wife and two kids spending time in places where, you know, phones, computers, none of that stuff works. So anything we missed, man, you seem like a cool down-to-earth guy, but anything we missed in the bio there?
No, that's that kind of covers it. I'm very kind of a private guy. When I'm not at the office, we like to be in the outdoors and riding our horses or on a river fly fishing somewhere. And so, kind of something fun that most people don't know about us is I met my wife back in we were 15 years old, right? We started. She was the first girl I ever dated, and actually the first and only girl I've ever kissed in 46 years. And so that's a rare thing that most people don't know about us and what we're doing. So it's kind of fun.
Did you know, was it love at first sight or were you friends first? How does that work?
You know, I went on a double date with her and my best friend, and my best friend took her out. And the next day I told my best friend, hey, you kind of one-upped me on the date, so I'm going to go ask her out again. And it was a done deal.
We're not going to go this route for this conversation, but right. I want to. I'm curious, have you talked about your relationship on a previous podcast or anywhere that we can listen
to?
No,
I've got my story. I actually have my story on our YouTube channel, and we have talked about our story a little bit, and that definitely has come up.
I'm going to put that YouTube in the show note. What is it again? Is it the Vodacy YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's Vodacy Sean Moore. If you look up YouTube, it's Vodacy Sean Moore is our channel, and my whole story's on there.
All right, my writers, he's amazing. That'll be in the notes. I want to learn more about you. But we only have a short amount of time. We always like to start with a quote. Well, what's on your heart and mind? What do you want to bring to us today?
You know, it's something that I've kind of a mantra I've always lived by, and is the minute I kind of heard it. And I always like to say, go pick one thing you can do today to start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. And yeah, I don't know who actually saw the quote. I saw build a life you don't want to take a vacation from on a coffee mug years ago. And then as we started kind of building what we're building and just kind of what I would tell myself every day is I added the pick one thing you can do today to start building that life that you don't want to take a vacation from. So that's one of my favorites.
I love that. So when you wake up in the morning, you're not like smacking the alarm. Oh, I hate what I have to do. It's wow. I love to get this is a vacation, just showing up to work.
Right. Right. And it's not always easy, right? It doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean that it's always, you know, it is always a vacation. It's we're striving to build that life of, you know, the lifestyle, financial freedom that we want to do. It's about growing every day. Right. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it's always sunshines and rainbows all the time. And that's not what that means. It's saying, okay, go pick one thing that you can do to focus on today to start growing and building toward what you really want to do.
Yeah, that incremental growth each day. And you just happen to do it in vacation rentals, but that isn't, I mean, I know you're number one in the world, but that's not the only way to do this. We can do it in any industry we're working in, right?
Absolutely.
Where do you recommend someone starts or go ahead with what you're going to say? But I'm curious how someone gets started and make sure that they're actually going in the right direction.
Right. And so I love business, right? I love being really like, I think that there's always these three-legged stool, right? You've got to have your active income, your business that you're focused on. You can be a great employee at a business, right? Whatever your active income is, your profession is, you've got that leg. Then you've got this leg of that's kind of boring, which I always just kind of like your insurances, kind of your risk management leg of your stool. And then you've got your investment leg. And it doesn't, every investment that you look at is going to have pros and cons. Vacation rentals have pros and cons. You know, I love real estate in general, but there's a lot of other avenues besides real estate to build wealth. And so I love real estate. It's what we do. I've been a real full-time real estate investor for 23 years. So it's kind of what I know. I'm not going to be the guy that is going to badmouth other investment classes because I don't know them very well, right? Mm. But I think that where you start is kind of figuring out what really works for you. Where are you at? Where are you wanting to go? And then realize that it's not going to happen overnight and that you've got to take that active income and you start to take some chips off the table and you say, okay, I'm going to be able to go away from, maybe I'm not going to spend my money on every single thing that I want to spend it on today. I'm going to take a few chips off the table and start to put it in these other assets, right? Whether it's my investments, my risk management. And before you know it, you start to build something really worth having down the line. And like I said before, it's not always easy. It's not because discipline, being disciplined enough to do that, it is what it takes. But when you kind of begin with the end in mind, right? The Stephen Covey, you know, figure out where you want to go. And it's a lot easier when you have that vision down the line to start to take a few chips off the table and then figure out what asset class you get excited about. Because most of these investments are long-term investments. You're going to be doing them for a while. So take the time on the front end to do some due diligence on what is attractive to you. I've done multifamily deals. I've done long-term rentals. They were all good investments. I just wasn't as interested in them as I became as interested in vacation rentals. And so for me, that was something I knew I would stay involved in for the long term. That doesn't mean that that's the end all be all for everybody.
That makes sense. And is it fair to assume that when you're putting your chips in these different asset classes, similar to gambling, you might lose on one of those investments, and that's all part of the learning experience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you've got to have that knowledge and figure out, you know, the knowledge of, you know, that school of hard knocks is an expensive school to go play. And if you're just in, sometimes you just dive in without a lot of knowledge, but no investment's perfect. And there is risk in every single one of them. So even with as much knowledge, mentors, watching courses and everything else, eventually you have to take action. And sometimes those actions, something happens and you end up having to, you want to hedge your bet and you want to be conservative so that when something does happen, hopefully you don't lose it all, right? You're not just going all in on every bet, if you will, in the gambling analogy. You're saying, okay, I'm going to put, you know, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. So if this one over here isn't performing as well, I get picked up by another asset.
That makes sense. And you just said it, no specific investment's going to be perfect.
No.
How can I be as perfect as possible, though? Do you have any insider secrets or just really tips as, like, if I were to start investing in real estate, just investing in general,
right?
Like, how do I make sure I'm kind of stacking it in my favor?
Look for the base hits. That's what I always tell people. Go look for the base hits. Don't swing for the fences on your investments. When you're chasing specific returns and you're swinging for the big deal, a lot of times those are the most risky deals, right? And we're, you know, we get kind of blinded by that big payout or that, you know, however this is going to hit really big for us. When you're going for base hits, eventually base hits turn into home runs, and you can score big, and you're more conservative, and they're smaller deals a lot of times. And if something goes bad, you're able to handle them. And so I always tell people, don't put your back against the wall by biting off more than you can chew. I love when people push, right? Probably most of the listeners on here, they're interested in growth. And we know we've got to put ourselves in uncomfortable positions and situations to grow. However, when it comes to investing, you're better off taking base hits along the way, because those base hits turn into home runs. Don't chase the home runs. Don't always swing for the fences when you're investing.
Add an exclamation point to that one. I love the advice. I appreciate that you're here. We can run long because I want your storyline on this one. And people joke all the time. I call it 15-minute Friday. It's more like 30 minutes or less. So if we run long, that's fine. I want to hear the storyline behind how you came from starting to dabble to being like the number one real estate vacation rental education company in the world. Like, where did you get started? And whether it's teamwork or grit, or you tell me, like, how the hell did you get here?
Right. It's interesting. It was almost by accident, if you will. I never want to say it wasn't intentional, because it was. I wanted to go help people get into this game. I was investing in short-term rentals and have been since 2006. That's when I really dove into this asset class, way before short-term rentals and Airbnb became as popular as they are today.
It's like a trend, you know, now.
Yeah, now it's very trendy. But back when I started, I mean, we were putting our properties on Craigslist and local classifieds, and we were trying to explain to people what it was to actually rent a property instead of going to a hotel, right? And so, and as things matured and things started going in 2017, I decided to write a book about this, and I wanted to help 100 people get into the game. And I thought, I want to help 100 investors start to build a portfolio. I thought if I could do that, that'd be really awesome. Because I've never thought of myself as a coach, as a mentor. I've always thought of myself as just an investor. And like I said, you know, most of the time, if I'm, you know, if I've got free time, I just want to be in the mountains by myself, right? And so, not that I don't like people, I just, that's what I like to do. And I never thought that it would turn into what it did. We started to help people do this. And at the time, there wasn't a lot of people helping, right? We were one of the first to the game and of really mentoring and coaching people in this asset class that has grown to become a very mainstream asset class that very few people understood back when we started it. And so we started to help these people, and it just snowballed. It snowballed with referrals and word of mouth. You know, one investor was making money, and they'd introduce us to, you know, their friends and their network, and everything just started to kind of expand and explode from there. And now we've got, you know, over almost 2,500 active investors across the U.S., a collective portfolio of close to 2,000 properties. And it's just, it's been a lot of fun. And one of the things that is the kind of a byproduct of all that is, because we are such a large group and our collective footprint is so large, we now have access to the best in the business, you know, the best designers, the best photographers, the best marketing people. I mean, we have, and so it just helps us all elevate and raise the bar in the game we're playing. And so it was really, really funny back in the day when I really started thinking, how am I going to get 100 people? My goal, you know, that one thing that I had to do every day, I wanted to help 3 people. I wanted to start conversations with 3 people every single day that I could, you know, share our knowledge with and our wisdom with. And ultimately it's grown to where it is today. And we have a big team and a lot of support on the inside. It's been a lot of fun.
I love that for you. I say all the time, like when I started, I was just trying to help myself. Then right. Once I did that, I was just trying to help the person that was 6 months behind me.
Yep.
And then before you know it, you do something like you did and build a network of thousands of people. I'm wondering, how do you keep all those people happy?
Yeah, it's, you know, I didn't know how I was going to, right? We just continue to add on. We've been really, really fortunate with a great fulfillment team. I've got an amazing team around me at this stage. My entire team all owns this asset class. They all started with me as investors and, you know, building their own portfolios, and they became, you know, fell in love with it like I did. And so we've got an amazing team of people that are as passionate about it as I am. and a group and a community that really is a more of a mastermind community. But that's what we've really built inside of Odyssey. It's not a course and a coaching program as much as it is a mastermind community. And so, like I always tell people, like our community members are as qualified or way more qualified than a lot of the mentors and coaches out there. And so being part of that community, you're surrounding yourself with hundreds of other people, you know, at this stage, thousands of other people that are very, very intentional about what they're doing. It's not like going on some of the free forums. You know, these are people that are paying a lot of money in there. They're very intentional and very skilled at what they're doing, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly. And so you know, it's the power of proximity. And that's how you keep people happy, is and support a great group of people. And I learn stuff in there every single day. You know, we're in this game every day ourselves, continuing to buy properties. And I learn as much from them as they learn from me at this stage. And it's a lot of fun.
A supportive group, their peers, they're in the trenches with you. You're helping each other. I'm wondering, and in a moment, I want people to grab their pen or pencil or pull over the car. You don't have to, but write this down. And in a second, we'll go to the integration assignment, give people a little bit of homework. But first, I'm curious, there's kind of two parts to how you can maybe help the listener. I'm curious what you would recommend for someone who kind of feels like they're still a tire kicker. And then I'm curious, for someone who's already active in real estate, what you recommend they do. So let's start with the tire kickers. This podcast was brand new to me. What do you recommend they do to start?
Yeah. When it comes to the tire kickers, I'm going to try to make this as fast as possible because I know it's a 15-minute Friday.
You know what? I interrupted you. Yeah. I apologize, and take your time with it. These will be the integration assignments. So we'll do a tire kicker integration assignment. Perfect. If you're a tire kicker, this is what you need to implement. And then if you're active in real estate, this is what you need to implement. So this is an assignment for people just getting started.
Love you. And so as love we dive too. Into, and love you, Ben, right? It's when you're a tire kicker, there's something that's keeping you from taking action. And the biggest mistake that you can make as a tire kicker is getting comfortable sitting on the sideline. I always feel like, you know, we've got to always be in that growth mindset. And it starts on the outer level. And there's the outer level, there's really three rings that keep you from taking action. And the outer level are outside, you know, outside circumstances, and like the market, for example, or I don't have time, I don't have money, or, you know, it's kind of that, think of being in the victim role. Like you're pointing the finger and saying, there's all these things on the outside that I can't control that are keeping me from taking action, right? Then you have, which is not true, by the way. And so, and that's if you really look at it, none of these are true, but you have to realize what stage you're in and what excuse you're giving yourself from taking action. And the next layer are your relationships or other people, right? It's not me, it's them. It's my spouse, my business partner, my friends, my family. They are telling me this isn't a good idea. This is, you know, they're saying this is never going to work for me. So we give all the power to other people instead of really chasing our dreams, right? The third and the hardest one to overcome is ourselves. You know, the fears, the doubts, the insecurities. Well, I have news for everybody. If you're sitting on the sideline, don't get comfortable sitting on the sideline kicking tires. We're all scared. We all have doubts. We all have insecurities before we do something. Nobody's a pro the first time they do something. We all are pretty bad at it, right? I have a podcast. Ben, you have a podcast. If you listen to my first podcast, I mean, it's almost embarrassing. I've been wanting to take them down, but I think it's a really good lesson for people that you're always going to go through this growth phase and you have to take that first step. Pick that one thing that you can do to go take that action of the things that you say are important to you. And if you are giving yourselves an excuse, look in the mirror and say, okay, am I giving the outside circumstances, the outside world, all the power here of why I don't want to move forward? Am I pointing the finger at other people, or is it myself? And I'm not willing to work past those insecurities and those doubts and those fears. So tire kickers, you need to pick something today that starts moving you toward what you say is important to you. And it doesn't have to be major, right? Growth happens one step at a time, and just take that one step every single day. And that's, I think, really, really important. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Because when you're sitting on the sidelines, we can get comfortable sitting there, right? It's really, really easy to sit on the sidelines. Well, growth is not easy. It's simple. Simple is not always easy though, right? And so I think that that's what I would say to the tire kickers. And then as implementing, just go pick that one thing that you can do, right? For somebody that is in the game, that is experienced, you know, the hard part about that is you start to get comfortable. Our ego starts to get in the way. We start to think we know everything, right? We can always learn something from somebody. And I talk to a lot of really successful investors that come to us. And one of the things that gets in their way is, and I say this with all due respect, because I was this person back early on in my investing career, is I would go to an investment club meeting and I would say, oh, I've got this figured out. I'm making really good money. I know what I'm doing. And at one of these investment club meetings, this old boy named George, he put his arm around me and he said, Sean, you're not an investor. You're not the investor you think you are. And you really got to kind of lose the attitude here. And this was early on in my 20s and I was making really good money. And I'm like, George, what are you talking about? And at that time I was fixing and flipping houses. And his lesson to me was, Sean, you're not really an investor unless you have a portfolio that creates passive income for yourself, right? And so, but the point of all that is I would just go to these meetings and I would just surround myself with all these really, really smart people. But I thought I knew everything because I was making good money in what I was doing. And so if you're in the game, continue to expand. Don't get comfortable. Don't sit on your, you know, it's similar to sitting on the sidelines, right? We start to get comfortable, and that comfortable is easy to, it's one of the hardest places to go and move forward from is a comfort zone, right? It's way easier when your back's against the wall and you've lost everything to move forward than it is when all the bills are paid, you've got extra income, you've got disposable income, and everything's good and you're successful. That's harder to move out into become uncomfortable there because you don't push yourself. You're like, I'm good here, right? I don't want to go out and make things uncomfortable. So the challenge to those of you that are in the game and successful is challenge yourself to do something to be uncomfortable, and don't let your ego get in the way to make you think or to give yourself the excuse that you think you've arrived and you know everything. Because I promise you, every single day, I've been doing full-time real estate investing for 23 years, and every single day I learn something new, especially from our community, like we were talking about.
Community is huge. You're hitting the bullseye. We'll have you back if the listener wants. I think they're going to. How can people join your world, listen to your podcast, learn from you, join the community? I know that's like 6 call to actions, but
love it. Yeah.
What should we do?
Go to vodacy.com. All of those things are there. We've got our book you can get for free, our podcast episodes, our YouTube channel. We've got a free community that we actually just launched. It's really, really fun and really powerful. And so a lot of resources there at vodacy.com, VODYSSEY.com, and everything will be there.
And it's all free. It's the real question. What's the cost of inaction? Because it's free. Yes. Well, what's the cost of inaction? If we just, you know, keep doing what we're doing, we won't level up.
No, you don't. Right. And that's the question you ask yourself is, what is the cost of inaction? Because we all have an answer for that, right? We all have things that we're wanting to do and growing to where we want to grow. And if we don't take that action, we're just putting pause on all those dreams and all those goals that we have. And that's just a shame, because the cost of inaction is very, very expensive.
Well, hey, Sean, thanks for coming on. We'll do it again.
Ben, appreciate you having me.